Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you all for joining us. This is Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2023. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call upon your mighty name, your holy name. Father, truly, we thank you for being Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah, omnipotent, most, oh my God, Most High God. We thank you that you are omnipresent. You're here, you're there, you're all over the world at the same time. So, Father, as we pray for the children of the world today, I thank you that as we open our mouth, you will pray through us, oh God. We thank you that your joy is our strength. In the name of Jesus, you said that we're to be strong and very courageous. In the name of Jesus, fear not. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're giving you honor, glory, and praise today. We thank you for the families who are coming on today, the mothers, the fathers, the children, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for everything that you're doing, everything you're going to do on the Tuesday prayer line for the children. We thank you for covering the children. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come nigh them in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You said, let everything that have breath praise you. So we are honored, Lord God, that we can come to you, that we can praise you, that you hear even before we call. And, Father, we honor your word above your name because you do. So, Father, today we say thank you. Well, the word of God says in Matthew 19:14, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto the Lord, for they are part of the kingdom as well. 2:6 says, train up children in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. What a mighty God we serve. Our God is holy. Our God is righteous. Our God is faithful. Our God is omnipotent and omnipresent. He is most powerful, and he's all over the world, in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. And he knows every child by name, even the fingerprints, because he created the children. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the children as we pray for them today in the mighty name of Jesus. So we say good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday prayer line. We're so grateful you joined us. We're grateful for the children who've come on, the children who are coming on. We're grateful that the Lord himself is on with us. He said, where two or more gathered together, he's in the midst. So I thank God for him being in the midst of us. I thank God for what he's doing in us, what he's doing through us. I thank God that he knows our name and even our fingerprint. He's an amazing Father. So we thank God for you and you and everyone who came on with us today in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just praise you. We thank you for the families that's coming on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you know all of the people you created, and you created so many people. We can't even count them all, and we are grateful, Lord, that you, the Most High God, know our name, our location. There's nothing you don't know. We appreciate you, Lord God. We bless you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because you are our Father. You're the one true and living God that we need in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you. We give you praise and thanksgiving. We are so grateful that you chose us to be your very elect children. We thank you, Lord God, that you know our name. There's nothing you don't know about us. You know every one of the children by name. And we thank you. You said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's belly, and I had great plans for you today, for the great plans you have for the children. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing in the children. Oh, God, you are doing great things in them. You're doing mighty things in them. I thank you that our children are brilliant. You made them brilliant. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, we have a beautiful little big girl with us today, Miss Natalie. She's going to sing praises unto the King of Kings this afternoon. Good afternoon, Adelaide.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking me. What are you going to sing today?
I got the whole wide world in his hands.
Amen. Go ahead.
He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got me and you, sister. In his hands, he got me and you, sister. In his hands, he got me and you, sister. In his hands, he got the whole wide world in his hands. He got you and me, brother. In his hands, he got you and me, brother. In his hands, he got you and me, brother. In his hands, he got the whole wide world in his hands. He got the whole 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 wide world in his hands. He got the little baby in his hands. Got the little baby in his hands. He got the little baby in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Adelie. That was beautiful. Yep.
You're welcome.
He's got the whole world. He got you and your brother and all the children and the whole world in his hands. Oh, I love that song. You have such a beautiful voice. Thank God for you. Father, I thank you for Adelie. I thank you for Adelie's family, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in Adelie and her family. I thank you that you love her. Her brother, her mother, her father, her grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, the whole family, Lord. So, Father, we are so grateful that we could call on your name in the mighty name of Jesus. We're so grateful that we can say, our Father, which art in heaven. So, Lord, as she go to school every day, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for protection for Adelie, even in the daycare, if her brother goes to daycare. Protect all the schools throughout America, especially the schools where our children go. We honor your presence and we give you thanks. Keep them free from colds, fever, any kind of little germs or diseases going around. I thank you that it will not harm them. They are healthy and well in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. Well, we have Sister Bridget on today with her daughters, and we are grateful. We love to hear them sing. They're two or three of them.
Hello?
But I think.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hello? All right.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm finished.
Hold on. Hold on. Just a minute, okay? Okay. All right.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm finna call the line.
You fixing it. You are on. Oh, you dialed
I'm on the line?
Yeah,
I didn't
dial.
I think I dialed your number.
No, you dialed the radio number.
Okay, hold on. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. I'm about to mute the line.
No. Are you all ready to sing now?
Yes, ma'am, in a few minutes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you need a little time?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Just text me when you get ready. Esther, can you put the phone on mute? Okay. All righty. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to begin prayer in just a few minutes. Thank God for each of you all coming on today. We have Sister Vivian on. And thank God for little Adelie. She's very brave and courageous. She comes on the radio and sings weekly. We appreciate her. We are so grateful for her. So we're waiting for Brother Willie to come on, but whenever he comes on, we'll call on him. So today we have Sister Vivian. She's going to be leading the line today. So we thank God for her. Good afternoon, Sister Vivian. Her line must be muted, but she's unmuted in a minute.
Good afternoon. God bless. Glad to be on.
Yeah, good afternoon. All right, so we have you, Sister Annette, and me today to pray.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, let's get started. Praise the Lord. Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord, for the children that we're going to lift up today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come before you and bring the children before you. Hallelujah. All the blessings be upon them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Annette, pray for little the baby that just sung. Pray her strength in the Lord as she grow. Little Adelie.
Adelie.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sister, baby Adelie. Okay. And Father God, we just thank you today for gathering in your name. We thank you for this privilege and opportunity to call on your name. And Father, we thank you for the blessing of little Adelie, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord God, for putting love in her heart, love for you, Lord God. And so we just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would sanctify and consecrate her for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that every need that she has and her parents have, that you would meet every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that she be set aside as a special child, even as Moses was set aside as a special child. We just pray your blessings upon her, God. We pray that you keep her safe, Lord God, from any hurt, harm, or danger in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that she would be a mighty, mighty woman of God, Father, that you would raise her up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for what you're doing in her life. And God, we pray that you give her parents wisdom and knowledge and understanding like never before, discernment and revelation, God, to minister to her needs, Lord God, that they would recognize who she is in you, Lord God. So we just thank you, Father, for blessing this family in the name of Jesus. We cover them with the blood, and Father, every talent, skill, and ability that she has, let it be used for your glory, for your honor, and your praise in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord, for opening doors and of opportunity for her and her family, Lord God. Let the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 overtake the family, that they're blessed coming in, going out, rising up, lying down in the field, in the city. They are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and that they find favor with you and with their fellow man. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the blood covering them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sister G, pray for all four of the children that have been mentioned on this line, that God will continue to do his perfect work in them.
Amen. Father, you are perfect, God, and you do a perfect work, as Sister Vivian said, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you that you have done amazing things in the children. They were 5 months old or so. We started praying. Now they're 3 and 4 year olds. So we appreciate the long life that you're giving them. We speak long life, abundant life, healthy life. We thank you for their parents and train them up in the way that they should go. I thank you that they are healed of you. You said, beloved above all, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So we thank you, Lord God, for the parents. We thank you for the parents, oh God, having all their needs met for the children. We thank you, Lord God, for the parents being able to get rest as well as train the children in the way that they should go. So we thank you for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, baby Devin, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they are growing by leaps and bounds, and their health is, oh God, excellent. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that they are learning about you at an early age, and they will have great peace because they are learning about you. And that your word will be written on the tables of their heart, that they would not sin against you. We thank you that, like Daniel and his friend said, they will purpose in their heart not to sin against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor your presence in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father God, I come, Father God, in no other name but yours, God, lifting up every child, oh God, around the world, oh Father God, that may be facing different difficulties, oh God, Father God, from one thing or another, whatever the devil is fighting them with, oh God, praying, oh God, for every child that we bring before you, every prayer request, God, that you hear, oh God, you know before we're going to even speak it, God, that they be healed, set free, kept, delivered from the enemy, oh God. Thank you, Father God, oh Father God, for every prayer request that it will be spoken tonight, God. It's going into your nostrils, oh God. Oh God and Lord, we know, God, that your hand is not too small that you can't hold them, God. Oh, your arm is not too short that you can't reach down and touch. Father God, thank you, Father God. Thank you for every child, oh God, Father God, that don't know how to pray or maybe too young, oh God. Father God, the prayers of the saints are going up, oh God, for children everywhere. Whether they are in the womb or whether they are in college, God, we are bringing them before you this afternoon. Lord, let your mighty touch, oh God, touch them with the power of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, Sister Annette, pray for the children that's in college, that they don't OD on stuff. And they stay away from all the crazy stuff that's going around in the world today because they got so many drugs now.
And, Lord God, we lift up the children in the name of Jesus that are in college, Lord God. Father, we just ask you to have mercy, oh God, upon them. Lord God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy upon them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you see that there's so many things that are going on in the world to distract or lure or seduce the children away from you. But, God, we ask you to lift up a standard for the kids that are in college and, Father, kids that are old enough to be experimenting with stuff like that. God, we ask you, Lord God, to not to protect them, put a hedge of protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you give your angels charge over them. We pray, oh God, for their relationship with you, that they be saved, sanctified, and consecrated for your kingdom. We pray that you give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God. Father, and the courage and the strength to be able to stand up against the forces of the enemy, Lord God. Father, that they would not succumb to peer pressure, oh Rababashe Ke Shande Roboshe, in the name of Jesus, Father, and that the spirit of deception would not be prevalent in their lives, God, that they would not be deceived, oh God, by the works of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. So we ask that you sanctify and consecrate them for your kingdom and that college campuses be places of safe harbor, God, safe from the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. And, Father, we pray that your blood would cover them, Lord. But, God, we pray above all for their salvation and, Father, that they would be bold and courageous and strong, Lord God, to resist the devil, Father, and that they would be aware, Lord God, their awareness of what is going on. So we just ask you, Lord God, to have mercy upon them, Lord God. You know that the enemy has come in like a flood for the youth, Lord God, but we ask you to lift up a standard. Oh, God, spare their lives, spare their well-being, spare them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that laborers are on those college campuses, laborers who will try to lead and guide and direct those young people, oh, God, to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, so Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers to minister to their needs. We know that they're looking for love. And, Father, let them find out at a young age that you are love and you are the way, the truth, and the life. Let your blood cover them, Lord God. And, Father, thank you for angels encamping around about them. In the name of Jesus, lead them not into temptation, but deliver them from all evil. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Sister G, pray for minors that's in juvenile detentions. Pray for them to come out of that and be delivered.
You said pray for Miles?
No, juvenile, those that's in juvenile detentions. Detention centers for juveniles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pray that they will be delivered from the enemy that's trying to attack them and take a beat.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. We bless your name. Lord, you love the children and you want them to be set free. And many of them have no guidance at home. They do whatever they want to do. They're rearing themselves. And before they know themselves as juveniles getting in detention centers, being picked up by the police. Because, Lord, they sometimes get into mischief because they don't have anything else to do. They're bored. They have no guidance, no one to tell them, be home before dark, or no one to supervise them. So they're getting into trouble. But we ask you to deliver them out of the hand of the enemy, so that the enemy will not take them in the name of Jesus and give them prison sentences for life in the name of Jesus. We cover the children with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for setting them free from any kind of juvenile delinquency problems, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that our children, Lord God, will be brought up with discipline at home. Their parents will not fear using the rod of correction while they're young, because Lord, when they get a certain age, they'll whip their parents if they haven't been, you know, spanked or corrected with the rod. So Father, I thank you for parents, especially godly parents, training their children up, teaching them the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, faith, meekness, long-suffering, temperance, in the name of Jesus. So Father, many of our children don't know your name. They've not been taught your name. They have a sense of what's right and what's wrong, but they have not been trained. So, Father, I thank you for the training coming from their parents, and not from their parents, from spiritual parents, from people in the neighborhood that will help guide them, to take them to church, to take them even in their home, to teach them the Bible. So they'll know, oh God, to be obedient to those who have rule and authority over them. They'll have respect for the police force. They'll have respect for their parents, and their lives will go well. They won't be in trouble. So we decree and declare that our children are set free from a juvenile spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father God, I bring only, Father God, the young children before you, Lord God. Father God, from the cradle, oh God, oh Father God, we pray for their protection, oh God. Father God, that they don't be abused. We pray for their protection, oh God, that they don't be given drugs, oh God, to make them sleep in daycares, God. We pray, oh God, Father God, that they, oh Father God, will be trained up and nurtured in the Holy Ghost, that according to your word, we pray for godly parent, oh God, as they have brought these children into the world, that these children need to be nurtured, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that for every baby, oh God, Lord God, the hands of God be up on them, oh God. Pray for every, Father God, every child, oh Father God, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, oh God, beyond, oh God, 12, oh God. Father, we are bringing them before you, Lord God, Father God, that they, oh Father God, oh God, will be taught of the Lord, oh God, at an early age so that they can grow in you, Lord God, oh God. Strengthen little children, oh God, to learn of you at an early age. We praying for godly parent, oh God, that's going to teach these children, God, how to obey God, and that they be kept from the enemy of molestation, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We are praying today, oh God, Father God, for every child, small or large, oh God, Lord God, that they be kept from the enemy, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, no weapon formed against them, Lord. They are, oh God, entirely innocent because they are babies, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying, oh God, Lord, against any attack of Satan. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Annette, pray for children that they be delivered from drugs. They was born with drugs in their system. Pray that they be delivered.
And Lord God, we just thank you again for the children, Father. You love the little children. You said, suffer the little children, come unto me. And so, Father, we know that you love them. And, Father, we know how sin can affect all of us. And, Father, those children, because of the habits of their mother, Father, that the child comes into the world with special needs. And so, God, we ask you, Lord God, today to bless the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But, Father, as we ask your blessings upon them, Father, we pray that that spirit of drugs, addiction, Father, be broken off of the mothers and off of people, Lord God. Father, we know that they are looking for answers, Lord God. We know that they're looking for love. And, God, help them to find you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not seek drugs, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just ask you, Lord God, to, well, we bind that drug addiction, Lord God, and Father, even with this new drug Narcan and all of that, kind of like a license to do drugs, but Father, we come against that perverse spirit, Father, of drug addiction in the name of Jesus, and we curse the seed and root of it. We bind it, and Father, we loose, oh God, understanding and acceptance love for those mothers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that this problem of children being born into the world with addictive tendencies, Father, with addiction, from addiction, whatever health problems they have as a result of the mother's addiction. And so, God, we pray that they would receive the right treatment. And, Father, that you would take any signs, oh, God, of this away from them, that it would not have after effects that as they get older they will have problems as a result of the addiction that they were born from. And so, God, we ask you, Lord God, to let the root and the prop and seed of this problem, oh, God, be taken away, Lord God. Father, any trauma that the mother experienced, God, and she's trying to take drugs for that trauma or any relationship, God, we just ask you, Father, to Let your blood flow in her life, Lord God. Let her know that you are the answer.
Okay.
And above all, we do pray for her salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the child would not have to suffer as a result of what happened to the mother. So bless these mothers, God. Father, have mercy upon them, God. Have mercy, Father. We know that they don't realize what's going on, but break the powers of Satan that would come to steal, kill, and destroy their lives and the lives of their babies in the name of Jesus. We cover every baby and every mother with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you that you make a way of escape for them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sister G, I heard that a great fight broke out in one of our high schools yesterday, which this has been known, one of the worst high schools, John Eric. So can you pray for these fights not to break out in our high schools, that these children were there to learn and not to fight?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, our children are in trouble. They're in grave trouble. And, Lord, many parents do not cover them before they leave home. There's no prayer going on behalf of the children. So, Father, I pray for every child who has not been covered. And, Lord, many children have not been trained in the way they should go. All they know is fighting. They start fighting when they're 1 and 2 year olds with each other. Their siblings, they start fighting in elementary school, in middle school, and in high school, it get worse. And they're beginning to bring, weapons to school. And so, Father, because they're allowed, we messed up, Lord. We allow prayer to come out the school. We allowed the Bible to come out the school. So, Father, we repent, because we did not follow your instructions. And, Lord, you said keep the children in the morning and the afternoon and before they go to bed. But, Lord, we've neglected that. So our children are allowed to get away with things that they would not ordinarily get away with. Even, Lord, when we were in school, the teachers used the board of education. But they took that out as well. You said if you beat them with a rod, it won't kill them. So, Father, because many of them have never been beaten, they've never received a spanking, they've never been disciplined, they're out of control. So we decree and declare control to come back in the school. And, Lord, they put them out, they expel them, and then they come back and do the same thing. They put them out, expel them, and they come back and do the same thing. So, Father, we want our children to be safe. We want them to be at peace with one another. They have not learned that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. So, Father, we are praying for peace in all the schools, especially the high schools, in the name of Jesus. Our children are in trouble, and it's our fault. Many police are called to school to stop fights, Lord, but we pray that no child will be killed and during these fights in the name of Jesus. Father, our children, they go to school bullying. They're bullying each other. I'm going to get you when we get to school tomorrow is their statement. But we decree and declare, Lord God, that peace will come back in the schools. And, Lord, many children, they go to school angry. They're cussed out at home. They're beaten at home. They're not treated well at home. And so they go to school with that anger. We rebuke our angry spirit, and we decree and declare Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. You said we are to love you, and they don't know to love you. But we need to teach them to love you with all their heart, soul, and strength, and to love one another like they love themselves. So, Father, send people into those schools that can put a stop to it, Lord. There are people whom you have chosen, like Moses, to speak to the youth, to speak to their spirit, so that, Lord, they will turn around and stop the violent crimes in the schools. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. There was another incident where a child jumped from, I think, a third story or so many stories of building and committed suicide, and the children in the dorm was just terrified, and there was blood all over the ground. So I'm praying against suicide. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we hear of all these things that the devil is doing to children, oh God. Father God, we come in, Father God, Lord. Father God, if these children are depressed about something, God, we pray that they will go and get help, oh God. This child jumped, and it messed with all the children's mind, God. We pray, God, that their mind be set free. But when they see all this blood that's scattered, God, it traumatized them. Father God, comfort them, give them peace that passes all understanding, God. Let them know, God, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. But, Father, we praying for everyone that's contemplating suicide, God, but that they will say no, God, to the evil one and say yes to the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord lead them and guide them, oh, God. And, Father God, if the studies are too hard for them, and, oh, Father God, we pray, oh, God, that they will go and get help with their studies, oh, God, that they don't have to take their lives. If someone is threatening them, God, they don't have to take their lives, oh, God. Whatever the situation may be, God, with our young people, God, when they seem to be too much, oh, God, you will step in, oh, God. Father God, they don't believe in you because, as my sister said, they haven't been taught. They haven't been trained. But, Father, when they get a certain age, God, let them know that you are real, God. You are real, God. You, God, you are there, God. And, Lord, you will help them, God. We come against suicidal tendencies, every thought, yes, the devil put these evil thoughts in their mind. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for these children that witnessed this, oh, God, that were terrified, oh, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, oh, God, that they will be able to get past this situation, oh, God. Oh, God, where, oh, God, the devil is trying to use people. Oh, God. Father, oh, God, if they was threatening any kind of way to try to get force them to do anything they didn't want to do, God, Father, God, we come against that. Oh, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, Lord, surround your children, God. God, you made these people in this world, the children, oh, God. They didn't just come here on their own, but, God, you created them in their mother's womb, and you knew them before they was created. You knew what they would do, God. We praying, oh, God, that they have a thought life to turn to you, Father God, and not turn and listen to the enemy. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, help our children, as my sister said, help our children today, God, because they are suffering in all kinds of ways. The devil comes in all kinds of forms. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Father, we come today that they may have life and have it more abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pray. Sister Annette, pray for children that when they are tempted, they'll walk away and say no. They will not let the tempter tempt them.
And Father God, we thank you, Father, for the children again, Lord God. We just thank you for them, Lord God. And Father, you said in your word that in the prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. And so we pray, Lord God, that the children have been taught, Lord God, to recognize things and to say no and to walk away. And so we ask you, Father, to give them the boldness, the courage, and the strength to walk away, to say no in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that they wouldn't even go walk that way, Lord God, that the words of Proverbs, Lord God, where it talks about different scenarios, God, that if they see something or someone approaches them, that they will not buy into the schemes and the wiles of the devil. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to protect them, Lord God. And Father, we pray that at that moment, especially the household of faith, if something happens, God, that something would distract them and get them away from that situation, a stat in the name of Jesus, that the enemy would not triumph over them, that they would not be deceived by Satan, the tempter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that the deceiver, Father, that he would not rule and reign over them, Father, and lure them into doing things and trapping them, Father. So we pray that every snare, trap, Lord, plot that the enemy would bring against them, Father, that it be broken in the name of Jesus, and that your blood cover them, Father. Surround them with angels, Lord God, garrisons of angels to protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, Psalm 91, especially for the household of faith, we pray that you be their place of safety and protection, Father, because you said that you would save our household. And above all, we do pray for their salvation. Let your blood cover them, Lord God. And, Father, when the enemy come in like a flood, we ask you to make a way of escape for them, Father. Don't let the enemy triumph over them, Father, and let them be victorious overcomers. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Sister G, pray that our children don't be slowful, that they be willing to go to work and get a job and work and take care of themselves. They have a mind to do so.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for our children being trained at very early ages to start picking up their toys, picking up their clothes, putting them up in the place where their parents have set aside for them to put in the toy chest, the toys, to put their shoes in the closet, to hang up their little coat. Even when they're young, be taught these things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So as they grow up, their responsibility will begin to increase. They'll have to clean their room, clean the bathroom, clean the kitchen, wash the dishes, set the table. And I thank you that they will be taught to pray over their food and be thankful for it, Lord God, because many children say, I don't want that. They have no manners. So I thank you that the parents will begin to teach them manners, to say, please, thank you, and those things, be kind, oh God, when they're young. So as they grow up, they will know how to be responsible. They'll be able to get a job, keep a job. They'll be able to do things, Lord, that they wouldn't normally do if they're lazy or slowful growing up. If they're allowed to sleep all day, you know, in the summertime instead of having jobs around the house to do, raking the leaves or whatever it is, taking the trash out, Lord, I think that parents will train them to be responsible, so when they get a job, they'll know to be there on time. They won't go to work late. They won't, not follow the rules that are the job they have on the job. So, Father, we thank you for our children growing up to be responsible, with responsibility, trained in the way they should go. That's part of the training that the Lord talked about in Proverbs 22, verse 6. He said, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. They'll have job ethics. They'll know to be there on time. They'll know to follow the rules. They'll know not to use their cell phone at inappropriate times when they're on the job. They'll know all the rules to follow in the name of Jesus. And I think that it won't be difficult for them because they have been trained from, you know, being very little all the way. So we cover them, and we thank you that they will become responsible. And they will, you know, even if they're teens, that they would, you know, have a spirit of responsibility. They will learn, and even jobs for the teenagers, after school jobs, where they, you know, even if they job where they washing dishes or cooking or sweeping the floor or working on the computer, but they will have, they will understand what responsibility is. And they will know how to take on responsibility without being upset about it, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father God, you said you wish that all be saved. So, Father, we pray that our children will accept you at an early age and learn how to serve you with their whole heart, mind, and soul, God. We pray for the salvation of Jesus in the hearts of your people. They will accept Jesus as their personal Savior, God, and they will have a desire to, oh, God, live for him. Even though they fall, they'll get back up again and keep pressing on. They will read the word. They will study the word, God. Father, God, because your word will be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for salvation in the hearts of your children, oh, God. Father, God, Lord, even back to the age of 8 now, they know how to read, and Lord, they know how, oh God, Father God, we pray, oh God, that they go to Sunday school and find a good Sunday school and go and be taught of the word, God, and get in the praise groups and the youth praise groups, oh God, and praise the Lord, that know the purpose of praise, that it was set out of Satan in their lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that the children, oh, God, all around the world will have voices lifted up to you. Their hearts will be flooded, oh, God, with the Holy Spirit. They will speak in tongues, oh, God, as God give them utterance, God. They'll get to know you in a mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus. It will be their desire, oh, God, to serve you. Oh, it will be their desire to know of you. Oh, God, they just won't turn away from the word like they've been doing, but they'll run to the word, God. Lord, as the word go forth, God. So we pray, oh, God, that they will get in church, oh, God. And, Father God, study with others, oh, God. We pray, oh, Father God, they'll repeat the sinner's prayer, oh, God, and say, Lord, come into my heart today. Lord, now I'm going through this and that, and I need your help, oh, God. They'll cry out to you, Lord God, saying they need your help, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because God, Lord, you will be satisfied if just one come in. So we pray today, oh God, that salvation has entered into the hearts of your children, the little children, the young children, however we may state it. God, we bring them before you. We lift them up now, God. We lift them up to you that they be saved by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
And Sister Vivian,
yes.
Sister Mary Nichols joined us.
Okay. Sister Annette,
Hello?
Yeah, Sister Mary, Annette, come against the spirit of anger that's on the children.
And Father God, we just thank you, Father. And Father, we lift the children up, and we pray about the spirit of anger. And Lord, we pray, Lord God, that the dangerous type of anger, Lord God, would not rule and reign over the children. Lord, we know that they have not been instructed, they've not been taught about ways to handle anger in an appropriate way. And we know that anger in itself is not evil, but we know that not knowing how to deal with it does lead to a lot of evil things. And so, God, we pray that that spirit of frustration and disappointment, Father, and anger be broken over them. The threefold cord, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we curse the very seed and root of it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we curse that threefold cord. And, Father, as we bind it, we loose, Lord God, self-control and knowledge and understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that the parents would also give them an example of how to deal with anger, how to talk and be honest and deal with things appropriately, not just fight and cuss and all those kinds of things. So we pray for the parents and their salvation in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that at the schools that they would even teach, they would have classes and things to instruct them, as well as in the community programs and services to try to help them how to have anger control, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that their salvation again, because, God, we believe that through your salvation that it helps us to be able to have self-control, which is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And so, God, we pray, Lord God, that you would help them to learn, Father. You said teach the children, and, Father, they need to be taught. So, Father, help us. Even, God, we curse TV programs and things that come on that show all of this crazy violence and video games. Father, we pray that you bring those evil things down that are planting things in the children's mind, how to steal cars and all of that break-in. Father, we pray that those evil inventions, Father, communication, Father, that you bring those things down, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would not rule and reign over this nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just pray, Lord God, that when the children get angry, that the spirit of self-control would be upon them. And, Father, even as they say, take a deep breath, just techniques like that, Father, walk away, whatever, Father, that they would be taught how to handle anger, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we cover them with the blood of Jesus, and, God, we pray that anger would not rule and reign over the children. Negative anger would not rule and reign over them, Father. And, Father, that you would bless them to be vessels of honor for your kingdom, Lord God, that they would serve their Creator in their youth, and, God, that they would realize that their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost if they accept you as Lord and Savior. And, Father, thank you for the blood covering them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, whatever caused them to be so angry, Father, and want to take it out and bully people and all, God, we pray, oh, God, against that spirit. And, Father, especially our leaders and stuff, that's not what they display, or any of us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Sister D, pray against the gay spirit in the schools where they trying to push gay on the children, the gay life.
Okay. If you don't mind, I'm going to let Sister Bridget's daughter sing, and then I'll cover that.
Okay.
Her daughter. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. Let me make sure. Yeah. Sister Bridget, are you there? Uh-oh. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me see. Sister Bridget. Oh, wait 1 second. Hold on. All right. Okay. Hold on. Okay, Sister Bridget, you all ready now? Hello? Sister Bridget? Okay, they're on, but I don't know. Their phone might be on mute because I can't hear them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. Let me ask her one more time. Hold on, Sister Bridget. She's on here. She just texted me. I'll let her know we can't hear. All right, so Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that our children will overcome the temptations of this life. Sister Bridget, are you there? Okay. They will overcome the temptations of this life in the name of Jesus. And Lord, there's so many temptations that our children have to deal with on a daily basis. So, Father, thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold on, please.
Oh, to God, unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him. Will not leave you. Whatsoever you may bring, if your earthly friend forsake you, to Him most closely cling. Hold to His hand.
Thank you.
God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Thank you so much. So we have Sister Bridget and her daughters. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Sister Bridget.
Hello.
Okay. Yes, we hear you. What are y'all going to sing today?
We're going to sing Jesus is Real to Me.
All right, go right ahead.
Ma'am?
Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah, He gave me the victory. So many people dying, I can't live without Him. That is why I love Him so. He's so real to me. Real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah, He gave me the victory. So many people died Him. I can't live without Him. That is why I love Him so. He's so real to me. I will not be a sinner to tell you the reason why. If the Lord should call me, I won't be ready to die. Real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah, He gave me the victory. So many people die Him. I can't live without Him. That is why I love Him so. He's so real to me. He's so real to me. He's so real to me. He's so real to me.
Amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful girl. Father, I thank you for Sister Bridget and her daughters. I thank you that she's trained them up in the way that they should go. So when they get older, they will not depart from the way that she's trained them to go or the way that you want them to go. In the name of Jesus, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. As they come home, as they go to school, they are safe going, safe coming. I thank you that they are healed and healthy and made whole in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father, we thank you that as we get ready to close out today, we cover everyone who came on the line today with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all the families represented here. We thank you, Lord God, even those who came on silent, Lord, who didn't say a word. We just thank you for them. We thank you for their families. We thank you for all you're doing in every family throughout the world, oh God. We cover us with the blood of Jesus. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. We decree and declare we are made whole. We are protected under the shed of your almighty wings as we leave this line, but not from your presence. We thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Divine protection, divine healing, made whole. We thank you for great deliverance for all of us. Cover us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hide us under the shed of your almighty wings. And, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in the children who came on today. Adley and her family, Sister Bridget's daughters, we just praise and honor you and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you all so much. We look forward to hearing from you on Tuesday. Sister, we thank you all so much. Bless you all. Love you. Bye-bye.
Shalom.
Bye-bye. Shalom.